Heute zu Gast im Podcast Alexandra von AlexScope Yoga. Ich durfte Alex kennenlernen bei einem Lululemon-Event dieses Jahr, in dem sich Teacher und Lehrerinnen und Coaches connected haben. Alex Part bei diesem Event war, ihre Expertise als, Achtung, Confidence Coach mit einzubringen, und sie hat uns durch den Tag geleitet. Ich war total fasziniert von ihrer Arbeit und habe direkt eine Verbindung zur Business of Yoga Academy gesehen und vor allem eine ganz starke Verbindung zu dem, was ich in meinen 1:1 Mentorings, aber auch in der Academy immer und immer wieder beobachte. Und zwar, dass es nicht die fehlende Expertise oft ist, die uns daran hindert, einen Schritt weiter zu gehen, sondern meistens unser eigenes Mindset und so die Struggles, die wir mit uns selbst ausmachen. Dafür dachte ich, wäre Alex doch die perfekte Partnerin, und genauso war es. Sie hat uns heute mal ein paar Tipps mit an die Hand gegeben, wie wir unsere eigene Confidence boosten können, und ich freue mich sehr, dass sie, ja, ihre Expertise mit uns heute hier geteilt hat. Alex ist aus Berlin und ich habe heute mein erstes Interview auf Englisch durchgeführt. Deshalb lehn dich zurück, genieß es, lass dich berieseln und ich freue mich auf dein Feedback. Hallo, Zuboy, dein Business of Yoga Podcast. Ich bin Liz Ehrenecker, Yoga-Lehrerin und Mentorin. Hier tauchen wir gemeinsam in die Yoga- und Mindfulness-Branche ein. Wir beschäftigen uns mit Themen wie Business- und Community-Aufbau, wertbasierte Angebote und authentisches Marketing. Wie schön, dass du dir die Zeit nimmst, dir die heutige Folge anzuhören. Alright. Hello, Alex, and welcome to my podcast, The Business of Yoga. I'm so happy to invite you to this podcast today and, like, yeah, having an international one here, an international interview, like, the very first time. I'm so happy. So can you please tell us who you are and your name, where you're living, and, yeah, just a little bit details about you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It is a first time for me as well. So I think there's going to be a lot of first times today. So I'm celebrating that. My name is Alex. My full name actually is Alexandra. But my brand name is AlexScope Yoga. And I'm a yoga guide and a confidence coach. So I bridge this gap between mind, body, and soul connection. And I would like to believe that I just bring it a little bit more down to earth, to our everyday life, that all of us can really use that to our benefit, to feel stronger, feel more confident, but also connect to inner self, be able to regulate the nervous system, and just move with the flow of life. That's what it is. I live in Berlin, and I am from Lithuania.
Wow. It's just, you know, I mean, you just nailed it down so perfectly. I have no more questions actually about the background.
Okay.
No. Well, I have to some questions, but we will explain further on where our connection comes from and where we met the first time. But the first few moments are just about you. You just said you bring, like, body-mind. You have a really strong body-mind connection. You bring it down to earth. So would you like to explain us a little bit more about your background as a yoga teacher and how, like, this connection then to confidence coach came?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it is quite of a long journey, so I'm going to try to make it quite simple. I've been always into movement. I used to dance professionally when I was back in Lithuania, and I also studied in London. So after Lithuania, I went to London, and I was still in the dance crew in there, but I didn't find such a connection there anymore towards that craft. So I stopped dancing, but I didn't really like running or gym. So I started to go to yoga because I remembered when I was 18 years old, my dad actually brought me to my first yoga class, and I really liked it. So in London in my 20s, I started to go to yoga, but actually I was that person who would leave in Shavasana. I would say, I'm sorry, like, I really need to go. Fast-paced environment and everything. So don't worry, wherever you are in your journey, everything and anything can change. So That was me then. Fast forward, after our studies with one of my best friends, we wanted to go to travel in Southeast Asia and not to simply have a 6 month traveling around like a holiday. I decided to do a yoga teacher's course, but for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my first 200 hours were in India, in Goa, in Ashtanga style, which is actually quite strong and sort of like military style. And when I did that, and the very first class that I taught as my end of the course class, like a test class, I just felt this incredible connection to, it was my meditation. I don't remember how it started and how it finished. I made mistakes in the beginning and I was not good at it. It's not even that. It's just more how I felt in it.
Yeah.
And I really, really felt that this is what I want to do. Fast forward, we decided to move to Berlin. And when I came to Berlin, I don't know, there was this feeling inside of me, this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So I was telling myself, you're not going to go to work in a bar or something like that. You're just going to try to make it as a yoga teacher, which was incredibly hard in the new country where I don't know the language and I actually don't know anyone. So I used to run around the city, ride my bike in winter and teach classes for three people for an hour and a half. And learn.
I know that feeling.
We all do.
Exactly. And I think it's such a good, you know, thing to remind that to people that, again, wherever you are in the journey, just continue, connect to that feeling within and continue, because we all start from something. Yeah. We all do. So that was slightly difficult, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And when I was preparing for this podcast yesterday with one of my best friends, I was with the same that I traveled. We remember this thing that I kept telling her, I just really want to have my one toe in the door, like one toe in the door. And then I, you know, I'll try to open the door. And we had such a laugh yesterday because I was like, now I'm fully in the door saying, hi, this is me. So this was that. And it just really rolled one after another. Coaching wise, I mean, I was already teaching in a couple of studios. I started to work in Lululemon as an educator because I decided to work at least in the field, although I'm still in the shop. So I started to meet the people in the community. And I met my mentor. Her name is Carrie Merriam. And I did a coaching with her. Whilst I did the coaching with her, she said, you have this really good ability to listen to people and to also like create safe spaces for people. Mm-hmm. You should be a coach. And I said, no, I'm a yoga teacher. And I said, everybody are doing the coaching. Everybody doing the yoga teaching too. So it was a lot of this conflict within me until she slowly took me under her wing. We started to do retreats together. And I slowly started to step into these shoes. So my coaching background is more mentorship. I was with her for 2 years, just following her around everywhere and learning and doing at the same time. Yeah. I would learn something and I would be in action straight away with her clients or people of our retreat. And I think that's one of the very, very important things of my journey is learning by actually doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's for, actually, I feel so connected to that because there are so much different ways to learn, you know? Some of us are better in reading books and the other ones are more on the practical side. And there's no judgment at all in one of those things. So I really appreciate your honesty and how you told us about it. And yeah, going a little bit further on that, I mean, I just said to you before we started recording, there is an actual reason and a real strong connection to the business of Yoga Academy and what I experienced when I met you the first time and why I wanted you to be here, because I just realized just the thing that you said. I mean, everybody's doing the coaching, but everybody's doing the yoga as well. And at the first thing that I thought, I'm starting the academy to help actually women to be more open to the business side of being unemployed and helping them to market their self and be seen in the field. But actually doing this now for 1.5 years, I realized the most thing that we struggle with is not the business side, because that's something very easy to be learned. It's more actually the things that we are struggling in our mind. So I was really boosted by our day together, sponsored by Lululemon, and like the exercises you did with us. I really felt like, yeah, I did do all the exercises you did with us before, but you know, being really open to it and seeing it from another point of view that really opened my eyes. So maybe you can share a little bit of insights from your side, just on like teaching teachers, real teachers, doesn't matter if it's yoga teachers or whoever, what your experience is from the last few months or years about this point of view.
So coming back to what you said, I think for me, these are the two sides, right? The beginning that you said about the business of yoga, I connected to this as well so much, and also happy to actually to be here when you invited me, because it is a part that I do with my coaching clients as well, the planning, the marketing, but also at the same time, you're so right. When the plan comes together, you can start seeing the blocks, the procrastination, and the reasons that people are actually not sticking to the plan or doing it. And I think for us as a freelancers, as yoga teachers, as coaches, one of the strong things is that, how can I express that? When you go freelance and you create an event or you create a class, you wear your heart on your sleeve, meaning that every single no-show or every single step down is gonna hit you as if it would be against your personal self.
Yeah.
Because you're putting your heart on the sleeve, and this mind of ours is keeping us more in the safety of like, oh, you know, like, but what if no one turns up? Well, I better not do it at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna happen. So I rather stay in the safety of not creating the business out of it, of just running around and teaching 50,000 classes in different studios, which is not any type of judgment, as we said in the beginning as well, you know, but every yoga teacher can actually create something bigger than just a weekly class. And this is when a deeper work comes in for people as well. This is a bigger invitation, I feel.
Totally. I totally hear what you're saying. And I think I just really connected to the word that you're using for your title, you know, confidence coach. I mean, maybe we need to ask the community as well after the podcast. I will actually open up a question mark in the show notes. If somebody ever heard about that, like that title of being a confidence coach, so because that really fits into the actually main struggles that we all have. So yeah, it's really, really, really nice. And we just said before that you maybe can share a little bit about the tools or some stuff that you're teaching to your clients. And I would be more than happy if you can share like a little bit. I know you cannot break it down. I mean, mostly it's a work from month, but maybe you have some tools you can share with us how we can start like easily with first steps to really get more connected to our own confidence.
Yeah, of course. I mean, first of all, I think one and really big theme that I see within my coaching and within my own experiences as well, to be honest, is this sentence of I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, people come to this space and the first sentence is I don't know what I want, I don't know what my purpose is, or maybe I know those things but I don't know how to do it. I don't know why the success is not coming. I don't know why my life is like this.
And from the I don't know, I call it like an I don't know syndrome. From the I don't know space, there can't be really any action. And it's not necessarily that there always has to be action, right? But also within the I don't know space, it's inaction, but it's also turmoil. We're always in this turmoil of, wait, but if I do not know, but there is a voice inside of me that I want to do something bigger, but I don't know voices louder, then we live in a constant turmoil, right? As freelancers, unfortunately, we can't allow ourselves to be in the turmoil for so long because we do need to get out there and create the opportunities. So this is the very, very first step that I try to tackle within the coaching. So with my coaches, we normally create, we set some goals, which might be a little bit further away, goals in the next half year or in the next year. But from that space, so imagine you take four pieces of paper.
Yeah.
And on one piece of paper, you write down big goals. Mm-hmm. And this is your yearly goal. You look at it and probably your nervous system goes, oh my God, I don't know how to get there. This is way too much. What is going on? So what we do, we reverse engineer to daily tasks. From the year, we go into a second piece of paper and we write, how do I need to show up monthly? Or what do I need to do every month to get to that bigger goal? Then we go, what do I need to be doing weekly in order to support the monthly and in order to be getting to the yearly? And then one of the big things and changes, we also have a last piece of paper, which has nothing even to do with your goals. It essentially is a list of what supports you as a person and individual to flow with life. What holds you as individual together? I know you told me before, like, you love nature and you love going to the mountains.
Yeah.
So that would be a part of it. Yeah. You would write it down that this supports my human being to show up in all of those other three pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Right. So whenever we come into this turmoil, whenever we have a negative inner conversation, you can turn to the first piece of paper and see, what are my first very small steps? And we're still working towards that yearly goal. I think quite of a challenge with coaching sometimes is that people come in with this a little bit of a, I don't really want to say toxic confidence, or like this really crazy push of like, get out of your comfort zone, go for the big goals. Amazing. I'm all for that. But the thing is that in the middle between you right now and the massive goal, there's a space of growth.
Yeah.
And you just jumping into the goal, you might hold the goal for a year, for two, but you're going to burn out. And in the wellness industry, burnout is a real thing too. And it's even more shamed because you are a wellness practitioner. You're not supposed to be burning out.
Yes.
So these are little things that we do. I mean, I hope that answers the question. There is a little tool on there, and this is where we're going.
Wow. Yeah, totally. I think, of course, you know, that's something that you can just practice at home and just give it a go and just see how far you come with this exercise. And also what really catched me, and that's something I'm really happy that you pointed actually out, because I always also have the feeling it's something that's not really talked about in our industry, the burnout from the teachers, from the coaches that are always there to support others. And we're here to give our energy, but actually that's also something that I try to overteach in the academy, that you prioritize yourself and look after your own energy, but it's mostly more easy to say than practice. So
Yeah.
I think maybe I even have another little thing to offer here.
Yeah.
One, especially for what you exactly said right now. And I love that you said that you're even over-teaching it, because we have to be repeating that to ourselves all the time. You know, we can't pour into other cups if ours is empty. And we can't hold the space for people when we are in this turmoil. But one of the things that I get a lot of good feedback from my coaching clients, and again, it's a little harder to take this one out of the context of 4 months of confidence coaching, but I always try to bring people back into their body to make those decisions. So one of the tools that we use, it's a simple question and check in with your body asking, does this feel like a contraction or does this feel like an expansion in the body?
Mm-hmm.
Even towards the classes, even towards the extra event that you want to do, even towards the, you know, like maybe, again, a podcast or something else that is on your list that is a work for us, but how does this feel in your body right now? Does it feel like a contraction? Then you should have a little think of, should I do it or not? Does it feel like an expansion? Because I also work a lot and I love my job. And I really, really love what I do. And I can see that sometimes I don't have enough time for myself. But being an extrovert, I also use this tool to see, is this new offer and this new job, is this new podcast that I need to prepare for, does it feel like a contraction or expansion? If it feels like an expansion, it is going to give me energy as well.
I love that. Oh my God. I will write this down after the podcast on my own note list of podcasts and tools that I will use in the future.
Please do. Please do. I tried to really distill like a couple that can be taken out of the context, but I think this one is important. And also, I think what I meant in the beginning of what I do when I bring it down to earth, I think there's so many talk about, you know, like feel into your body, like lead from your body. I love that. And these are the, you know, these are the catchy phrases I also use on Instagram. But then, and how? What is that actual thing that I can do right here and right now?
Yeah.
And I think these directed questions help us a little bit more to ground it into our everyday life.
Yeah, totally, totally. And actually, actually, all that you were saying was actually the reason why I started with Thermedic Yin, because I really love this reading body thing and you know, getting really aware of the signs that we have actually already inside of us, but we don't notice. So, yeah, I really love it. Thank you. Just to to wrap it up, and what I was just thinking right now is, you were saying in the beginning that you are also a yoga teacher besides confidence teaching, and we were mostly talking about now like how the confidence can be like boosted as a yoga teacher, but we haven't really talked about what you are noticing on the other side, like how yoga is impacting the confidence of like people who are showing up in your class, and how you maybe also implement these tools in your, let's say, normal studio classes. So maybe you can share some more insights. You're already smiling.
I love that, because whilst you were saying that, I remember that obviously some of my coaching clients come to my yoga classes, and they always tell that it's a small coaching session. So I think one of the maybe differentiations and actually the strengths that I have, funny enough, looking back to the story that I was telling to my mentor, I'm a yoga teacher, I'm not going to be a coach, it doesn't fit together, but actually these two things now became my strength, is the knowledge of the body and allowing the words to land whilst the body is moving. I'll explain that a little bit, because within my classes, especially open classes with, you know, like 30 people in them from different backgrounds, I keep the flows quite simple. That doesn't mean very easy for the body. I keep the flows quite simple within the warriors and a couple of bigger things for people to strive to. And whilst we're going through the flows, I really put in the wording of the intention of the class. Mm-hmm. So I work a lot with, you know, such things as like when you are in a warrior and everything is shaking, instead of giving more cues towards centimeters of your feet, you know, if you give it on one side, they're fine. They already know it. They will remember it. So on the other side, I really try to inspire people with even questions. I start to ask them, how does this posture feel to you right now? Does it evoke confidence? Can you breathe whilst the world is still shaky? Because that's the space where we create, I believe, new neural pathways within our brain. Furthermore, whilst we're moving the energy within the body, because yoga is such a beautiful practice that, you know, activates the body. And whilst it's activated, I personally feel your perception to everything is so open. So, hence the body, mind, and soul connection. So I feel, for me, yoga movement, plus honestly, in general, when you move your body and activate the energy, if it's also intentionally wrapped in some coaching related questions, or honestly, still, does this feel like a contraction or does this feel like an expansion right now? And if it feels like a contraction, what do I normally do? Do I just go into the child's pose and don't go anymore? Or do I push through so much that I injure myself? Can I take a breath instead? And that's all within the yoga class. So I think that's probably one of the biggest impressions for me, that I do get this feedback saying that it's a small coaching session within the yoga class.
But that's just what you're standing for, and that's exactly what your niche, let's say, is about. So yeah. It's amazing. I can't wait to be back in Berlin and like go to a class of yours, but we already talked about that. So it's coming.
Yes. Yes, please come to Berlin, or I'm happy to come to Munich.
Yeah, we will figure out. We will figure out for sure. Oh, Alex, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you gave us a small insight of your work and like what you're standing for and the amazing work that you are doing for teachers. Also like, clients, let's say, like clients with different backgrounds. So thank you for sharing this with us. I have just one last question for you, and then the stage is yours. So as we were just saying at the beginning, we met each other at a Lululemon event, and I was very happy to get also there in first touch with you. So are there any, like, as saying from a confident mindset, any goals, aspirations, anything that you are looking forward in the future?
Yes.
Tell me.
This year is actually super exciting for me. And this is going to be the first time I say this out loud. So I'm not going to say too many details, because it is set in stone, but it's not completely ready yet. But this year I'm going to release my first product, which is going to be a journal. I use a lot of journaling within my one-on-one coaching, but also even with you in the event. This is the way I bridge that gap within the mind, then in the body, and then going into the soul. So for me, this is really a project I'm really looking forward to, and I'm working on it right now with someone. Really exciting. So this is one of the sort of biggest things that I'm looking forward to. And the other things are just, you mentioned Lululemon, you know, I'm also an ambassador with them. So I also teach in such a beautiful studio here in Berlin called Ohia. So these are all the brands that just essentially allow me and help me to bring this practice, bring this word, bring this connection out to a bigger amount of people, to the world. And this is what I'm really, really looking forward to doing. I'm also taken from this event that we had, because this event that we had was directed just to coaches. And there's some of the things cooking there as well, because I feel it is so, so, so important for us coaches, supporters, guides to get together. We do not have Mitarbeiter or colleagues. We can talk small talk with the people that are in the studio, right? And what I find as well, I hope I'm not going to go super over time, but I'm going to ask you this question. What I find as well is, like, when you're in a studio, most of the times I just hear teachers more on a complaining side. The conversation goes around what's wrong. And I really want to find spaces for us to create the conversation on what are we creating together and how can we support each other. What is your pay? What is my pay? Let's share that. What can we ask from the brands? What do I need to do towards, you know, getting the brands on board and things like that? Because this conversation right now is not happening at all. Hence, the whole industry is so unregulated and there is no clear path for us when we are spat out of 200 hours teacher courses and we just have to run and teach all of those classes and practice all ourselves. So I think what you are doing is so important. I'm not just saying this because, you know, you invited me to the podcast, but it's something that is really close to my heart as well. And I think the more these communities grow and the more we realize what our weaknesses are within this industry, we can start looking for help from each other, because at the end of the day, we are our own department for everything. Marketing, finance, and then you still need to go and teach negotiation, everything.
Yeah.
So one of the bigger things that I really, really want to work on is the community of supportive coaches and tools for those coaches as well, like in a union.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I see that. I was just thinking about the first offline event that we had from the academy. Like, we were 17 women came together and like just met in Munich. And firstly, when we did that, I was so impressed and also kind of shocked in a positive way that people from Munich, from Berlin, were traveling all the way down to just meet in person and just come to an unexpected day. They didn't even know what they were getting. So it was so amazing to see how this women really connected and what kind of support was building up from that personal meeting. Yeah. So yeah, I was really impressed. And just recently, before we started the podcast this morning, I just saw from one of my alumni mentees that she was moving to Innsbruck now, so the city I was living before coming to Munich. I was saying to her, that's funny, how did that come? And there are two other mentees from the same program she was attending. And she was just saying, I'm going to meet them for a coffee tomorrow and next week. I'm so happy you brought us together. And I was like, yes, exactly. That's what I'm looking for. So start connecting people. Start working together. Don't do the thing yourself because you're going to burn out. It's not like, it's just not meant to be to do this whole thing alone. That's actually what that's maybe my point of view, but I think we're going to sit in 50%.
And it's also, it's not fun to do it all alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really lovely fun.
No, because you have no one you can tell your struggles about. There's no one who tells you when you are wrong. So, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, even within my coaching, like one-on-one coaching, it is a one-on-one program. So it's an individual program. But since January, I think, I created something called Confidence Circle. So essentially, it's a group on Telegram, and whoever coaches with me gets into that group. And I'm not curating it. And at first, I was a little bit, you know, comprehensive about it. I was like, if I'm not going to ask questions and curate it, it's not all yoga teachers, but there's a lot of people from the wellness world, but it's definitely women within entrepreneurship or creating something within their work as well. It's booming. They're talking about everything in there. They're exchanging the events, where they're going, what they want to do, when they're going to come to classes and things like that. So I'm so happy about that. And this is, again, this is nothing actually to do with me at all. This is where I step back and just watch the magic happen. And it's so nice.
Nice. That's a really nice idea, actually.
Yeah.
Alex, I could talk with you forever. I think we need a second recording. We need a second interview. So let's see. Let's see. Next time when I'm in Berlin, we just do it in person.
I would love
now,
that.
For now, let's have the stage for you as last time. And you told us already a little bit about your confidence program and all the things that are lining up. So yeah, the last 2 minutes are for you. You can just tell us how we find you, what informations you have for us, what offerings are coming. So yeah.
Perfect. I'll do that. Thank you so much. So it's Alex Kopp Yoga, absolutely everywhere. I guess we're going to share that as well. So it's Alex with KS in the middle. What do I mean absolutely everywhere? Is my website is under that. My Instagram is under that. All of my playlists, I'm super into music as well. All of the playlists are also open, and it's under alexkoppyoga.com. In Berlin, I teach in Ohia only, which is Torstrasse. I create events which are called ambient yoga. It's art, contemporary art, curated ambient playlist by a female DJ and me leading yoga. That happens every month. And from there, of course, I teach retreats. So I have a retreat upcoming next to Berlin, 23rd to 26th of May. Called Reconnect Retreat. And we also have a retreat with Ohia, which is in Montenegro, in September. All of my retreats take in the whole array of tools that I have, including yoga. There are coaching sessions in there, yoga nidra, meditations, and everything. And the biggest package, but also like the most intimate connection with me, it's a 4 months confidence coaching program. Which for now is an individual program. We have 12 sessions together, a lot of homework, a lot of input. And between those sessions, you also have me as a coach in the pocket. So I'm always available on Telegram, and we can speak through voice notes. I'll support you through that. In that program, some people use it as a mentorship, something what you guys have if they're creating a wellness business. Some people use it as a boost of their own confidence within their existing workplace. Some people are creating more confidence around their relationship. So it's a really broad array. That being said, to get into that, as it's a very intimate relationship and I do not take more than 4 people at the same time, I do coaching discovery calls, which are 45 minutes free call. You can find that on my website. You can find that on Instagram as well, in Zezem link, which has like a lot of, you know, all of the links together, something like Linktree. In those 45 minutes, we connect and we see if the further journey from here would imply us working together. It's not a sales call. It's also not a must. If after this, we don't sign up to work together, it's totally fine. I love to give back like this. I've been mentored like that before. And I got a lot as well when I was learning. So the 45 minutes is completely free and is for you basically. And in summer, keep your eyes open for the journal.
Wow, so many things that are coming up and like so amazing stuff. I will put everything in the show notes that you just sent me. And
thank you.
Alex, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing all your thoughts, for your honesty, and like also the effort to come here. I know it's been your first podcast. You did so well. For my effort to talk to you in English today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to our connection and how it's thriving further. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I can see that I wrote down a quote and I actually didn't share it. So if for the very end, I could share this quote.
Of course.
Just to wrap everything up, because it's such a beautiful quote. The quote is by Rumi and it says, "As you start to walk, the way appears." Mm-hmm. Start walking, everybody. It's going to be awesome. And we are here to support you.
Nah. That's the perfect ending. Thank you.
Bye.